from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The International Atomic Energy Agency confirming Iranian state media reports that a nuclear power plant at Isfahan was not damaged after Israeli missiles hit at least one site in Iran.
We know from a U.S. official that Israel has struck Iran overnight in retaliation, apparently, for that Iranian attack on Israel with drones and missiles at the weekend. So it's an incredibly important moment. What we're hearing on the ground is that from Iranian state media, that's the mouthpiece of the regime in Tehran, is that there were explosions around the city of Isfahan in central Iran. What we can't say for sure at the moment, what was the target of that attack and what any potential damage was.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. In this country, they have to get a handful of alternates, but there's a jury for Donald Trump's hush money trial.
12 jurors have been selected to determine Donald Trump's legal fate in his New York hush money case. The jurors, 7 men and 5 women, include a school teacher, an investment banker, a speech therapist, 2 lawyers, and a salesman. It took the lawyers in the case just 3 days to select them, whittling down a pool of 192 New Yorkers to 12 jurors and 1 alternate.
ABC's Peter Haralambos. Trump, who constantly boasts about strength, is not finding the temperature in the courtroom to his liking.
It's a shame. And I'm sitting here for days now, from morning till night, in that freezing room. Freezing. Everybody was freezing in there.
Police in Washington, D.C.'s Maryland suburbs think they've foiled a school shooting.
Montgomery County, Maryland police spokesperson Shara Goff says a witness brought police what they're calling a nearly 130-page memoir detailing a mass school shooting murder, with 18-year-old Alex Yee writing he also considered shooting up his former elementary school because, quote, little kids make easier targets.
ABC's Andy Field in Rockville, Maryland. You're listening to ABC News. Too much of a good thing, apparently, has Red Lobster contemplating bankruptcy. Its ultimate endless shrimp promotion backfired.
Last summer, Red Lobster decided to offer the promotion every day instead of just once a week. While that promotion brought in diners, Red Lobster said it underestimated the overwhelming response. Red Lobster reported $11 million loss after launching the promotion in the third quarter and a $12.5 million loss in the last quarter of the year.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. Unemployment?
Despite high-profile layoffs in the tech sector, the latest being a plan by Tesla to let 10% of its workforce go, jobless claims held steady between the first and second weeks in April. Around 212,000 people filed paperwork for unemployment benefits last week. That's well below where the figure stood last June, when more than 250,000 applications were filed.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Money that's too expensive and not enough houses in which people want to live translates into the biggest drop in existing home sales in over a year.
Sales of previously owned homes decreased 4.3% in March from the month prior, according to the National Association of Realtors. That's the biggest decline on a monthly basis since November 2022. Not only are higher mortgage rates keeping buyers away, but a low supply of homes for sale has also pushed prices higher, as the national median existing home price went up 4.8% in March over the year before.
ABC's Mark Remillard. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.